afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's the one, it's the only, it's the fat guy coming at y'all from Wayne County, Georgia. Just on here about to get y'all some of my good shit that I got flowing through my mind, you know what I'm saying? Once again, this is a show basically by me. We're just saying some things that pass through my mind every now and again. I talk about my opinion and whatnot. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? You what you do, you keep pushing. Now, with that being said, I like to talk about certain subjects every now and again, you know what I'm saying? And if there's something I like to revisit, if there's something I need to revisit, I will go back and I revisit it. But this particular one right here, this is something that ain't really near and dear to my heart, but I know a lot of people that go through the same situations, so I'm going to talk about it anyway. This right here, this segment is called Baby Mamas. Now, well, correction, not just baby mamas and baby daddies, so I got to talk about it from both ends. Now, with that being said, let's get into it. Now, ain't nothing wrong with being a baby mama. Ain't nothing wrong with being a baby daddy. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being that nigga or that woman, you know what I'm saying? But what it is, like, you got to understand, once you step out of the main spotlight and somebody else takes that place, the only thing that should be in communication between you and that other person should be the child. You know what I'm saying? Unless y'all want to meet up with bump uglies every now and again. But other than that, it should just be about the child. You can't get upset when they go on a date with somebody else. You can't get upset when they ended up doggone doing whatever with somebody else. It's not your place. You know what I'm saying? You lost that power. You lost that role. And ladies, I'm specifically talking to ladies about this because y'all the only ones I know that pull this type of trick. Stop using your child as a bargaining chip, because really, it's not cool, you know what I'm saying? You really can't hold your child hostage, you know what I'm saying, from seeing that child's father, you know what I'm saying? That being said, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be that nigga and learn how to be that man, you know what I'm saying? Go look for your child, you know what I'm saying? Go find your children, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a whole bunch of niggas out there that's got a whole bunch of kids that ain't never seen not now one of them. Sad but true. But back to the situation. Baby mamas and baby daddies. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with being in this role, but see, how would you feel if you was that child? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That child is watching you going in and out of their life, blah, 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 blah. And that child is like, okay, really, who is this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to be there or you're not. You know what I'm saying? There's one way or the other. You can't really do both. You got to make a choice. Me personally, I have no kids. Not that I know of. That's just putting that out there. I ain't got no kids that I know about. I might somewhere, but if I do, and my kids is out there, come find me. But moving past that. How can I put it? Baby mamas, if you move on to get another boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? Don't let your boyfriend try to step in and play that daddy role. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're trying to get serious with this guy, and the baby father's not in the picture like that, not in the picture like heavy at all, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to let that man play father, you know what I'm saying? And dudes that get with baby mamas, dudes that get with women with children, I mean, there should never be a problem to get with a woman who has kids. You know what I'm saying? Because you realize, okay, somewhere down the line, she met somebody, she got pregnant, they didn't stay together, you know what I'm saying? So she's just a mother, you know what I'm saying? She's no different than any other woman, she's just a mother. So, there's nothing wrong with dating a woman with kids. Now, what will destroy your relationship? And I said this before, I said it on my, on the thing that I was doing for Facebook, one of my recordings there, and I'm going to say it again now. What will ruin a relationship? What will destroy a relationship? Fascinating. Any type of controversy between you and him is a controversy between your kids and your house. That's how that goes. You know what I'm saying? A man is not going to stay with no woman who got bad kids. I don't care how much you love her. Because he going to know for a fact, okay, I'm not this child's father. You know what I'm saying? Unless she gives me that right to step in as if I were the father, I know for a fact I'm not the child's father. And any man that thinks contrary to that, try it. Try it. And you will see that woman morph into something you ain't never seen before. Especially if she care about a kid, you'll see a woman become a mama bear with quickness. Like, rawr, rawr, get away from my children and all that, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Because women, real women are real protective about their children. They're not going to understand that because, I mean, they are our future, quote unquote. But moving on, like I said, a bad kid will ruin a relationship every single time. And ladies, you can look up and wonder, okay, why am I so alone? Why am I so alone? You need to step up and be a parent and stop being a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Start disciplining your children. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, even if you're not with your baby mama, still realize that you need to be that one of those stern figures in that child's life. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got so many kids acting like they nuts right now, because either the mama won't do it and the baby dad's not involved, either the daddy won't do it and the mama don't want the baby daddy involved, or the daddy's involved and the mama's involved and neither one don't want to do anything, or the mama's telling the daddy to do something and the daddy's just ignoring the situation. That is not cool, nor is it necessary, nor is it right, because right now you got a child that's learning everything that's in front of them, and what they know about life, they have no idea. But see, you got the tools in front of you. You got the tools at your disposal to actually turn this into a good human being. But all I see is, especially in the black community, well, not just in the black community, that's crazy shit. It's not just in the black community. But I can tell you one place that it ain't with the Asians, because you never hear about that shit. Never. The Asians, the Arabs, the Mexicans, you never hear about, well, I'll take that back, with the Mexicans, we might. But the Asians and the Arabs, all the Orientals and whatnot, you never hear about it. You know what I'm saying? If they end up going to a game, they would have tried and they don't talk about it. But other than that, man, you never hear about the kids while they're not in school. You know what I'm saying? Because, why? They parents ain't gonna take that shit. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? They're especially with the Asians, they're one of the highest educated people on the planet. Sad to say, but it's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Because their parents grill them kids about their education. They are on their kids about their education. They understand that education is what actually makes the planet go around. It's not money, it's not motivation, and it's not cream. It's education. You know what I'm saying? And if you raise your child to be a smart person, realize that the smart person will lead the dumb. Like the man with one eye will lead the blind. That's how that goes. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're leaps and bounds ahead of us. Why? Because their parents stepped in and they put a foot down. Like I said, bad kids are ruining a good relationship every single time. Well, baby daddies and baby mamas, like I said, you got the opportunity to actually correct this now. You know what I'm saying? Stop sitting back and just relaxing and thinking that the problem gonna fix itself. No, it's not. It doesn't work like that. I get tired of turning on Facebook or turning on the news, either seeing some kid acting like an ass and the parent just standing there, or somebody kids flipping out and shooting up the school. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody kid getting caught with drugs at the school. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of seeing it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like a lot of these kids don't have the opportunity. I mean, I'm not even going to justify that. Every single person born has the potential to be better than what they were. But see, I'm going to say this because, hell, I'm black and I can say this. I'm saying it because I see it. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is my opinion of everything that I've witnessed in my own world with my own two eyes. And you don't have to like it. And I don't give a shit if you do or you don't. But you know I'm stating facts when I say it. When I look at these kids getting every fucking thing they whine for or what they cry for, and the parents are just not even trying to set no type of authority. Oh, my kids want Jordans, they gonna get Jordans. Oh, my kids want iPods and iPads, they gonna get iPods and iPads and an iPhone. Nigga, I'm 32 years old. I ain't never had an nothing except for an iPhone that I found outside of a college that was broken. And I gave that job to my ex-old lady. And that job worked for 3 days. And she sent it back and got a new phone. I didn't know where the phone belonged to. It wasn't my business. But still, these kids nowadays, they so full of gimme. Gimme, 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 gimme. Like, y'all niggas, y'all ain't even working for it. Y'all ain't even being players. If it ain't what they want, they throw an attitude. They get a real bad attitude. Like, what was it? I seen this one video. This is a white girl. This is a little white girl. Well, now she's not little. She's maybe a teenager. All right. Now, the father, well, she said, "Dad, I wanted a Lamborghini." Mind you now, remember, this is a teenager. Dad, I want no, either a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, one or the other. As a matter of fact, she said, Dad, I wanted a Lamborghini Gallardo. If y'all don't know what that is, a Lamborghini Gallardo is a very expensive, very fast sports car, foreign sports car. Now, Dad said, okay, I'll do what I can do. Mind you now, this father looks like, okay, I mean, the house that they live in, it's not extravagant, but it's still a really nice house. In a very nice neighborhood. So, I mean, he's probably paying, you know what I'm saying, maybe $250, somewhere $350, somewhere in there, you know what I'm saying? Pretty nice house, pretty nice place, you know what I'm saying? Corner lot, you know what I'm saying? Big yard, whatnot, blah, 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 blah. Now, mind you now, the father couldn't find the Lamborghini Gallardo, but the father did find a Ferrari. He found his daughter a Ferrari. And not just any kind of Ferrari. If y'all ever seen the movie, what is it? Redline? That black Ferrari that raced old girl when she was in the white. She was in a white or silver McLaren. That black Ferrari, it was just like that, but it was red. Mind you, that's a very expensive car. And he said that the car had to be brought over in pieces and put together. Now, the car was clean. She pulled out, is he blindfolded, and said, come on outside and see your car. Mind you, this is a foreign sports car. This is a Ferrari. They come outside. She's all excited to think she's got her Lamborghini Gallardo. He pulls off the veil. She was shocked. And not in a good way. Like, she literally threw a tantrum because it was not the car she wanted. She threw the keys inside of it. Mind you, this is a $100,000 car. If not more than $100,000, it's still a very expensive car, an expensive foreign car that had to be brought over to this country in pieces and put together. Mind you now. And she got upset because it wasn't the car that she wanted. And the father stood there and took it. I watched that video over and over and over again. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you a child, right? You a child, I'm an adult, right? You live in my house, right? The money that I spend on food goes into your stomach, right? I spent the money to them folks who sent that car via mail to be put together for you for your birthday because it wasn't the car that you wanted, the one that I could afford, and you get upset, motherfucker, you can walk. That's how exactly I felt about the situation. You don't like it, nigga, you can walk. I honestly, like I said, I could not have been that father. Ungrateful kids, bad kids. I'd have told them, like, you know what? Fine. You don't like the car? Okay, fine. Ride the bus. I'd have got my keys. I'd have hopped in that Ferrari. Hell, I'd have peeled out on the ass. Screw and left. Think I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I seen another video of, what was it? A girl was in her 10th grade year, high school. You know what I'm saying? She wanted, what was it? Some type of car. I don't know. But realize, okay, it was her first car. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't get a first car. Not when they're in high school. I know I didn't. But moving on. She got it all excited and whatnot and all gigged up, you know what I'm saying? The dude got what he could afford, especially with it being her first car. He knew that it's a possibility that, that she was going to get an accident, plus the insurance, you know what I'm saying? He's thinking logically. So they got her a little bucket. It wasn't nothing extravagant, but it was something that was going to get her from point A to point B. The way she looked when he handed her those keys... Honestly, if I was that father, it would have kicked me in my heart. It would have literally kicked me to my soul. Simply because these kids nowadays are so damn spoiled. You know what I'm saying? Either the baby mama doing it or the baby daddy doing it. But these kids are so damn spoiled that they cannot appreciate the things that are given to them. Ain't nothing in this world owed to these kids. You know what I'm saying? Your parents break their backs, break their necks with the sweat pouring down their butt. All the way in their neck to their butt crack. Just trying to provide a better life for you than they had. and you want to just be ungrateful? Nigga, what? Again, you don't like it? Okay, fine, walk. I'm so straight. Like, I don't give a damn how much money I got. I can hit the lottery tomorrow, and good Lord willing, I hope I do. Cousin, if I hit the lottery tomorrow, and my niece and my nephew come to me and say, Uncle Chris, and I'm like, yes, what y'all niggas want. Because I love my niece and my nephew. Them my little niggas, and I'll put a nigga in the dirt for my little niggas. Uncle Chris, what's going on, my little niggas? I want a car. Okay? Me and your daddy, we'll talk about it. We'll work something out. I'm saying, it's my brother's kids. I mean, shit. Nick, tell me what kind of car they want. Okay, we'll make it happen. Bam. Like I said, if I hit the lottery tomorrow, if that's the case, you know I'm going to do it. But I mean, well, I'm not going to just out the blue give them exactly what they want, because I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? First cars has to be bucket, so you can appreciate something when you get it on your own. You know what I'm saying? And like, if the look I get or we get from the car that we give them is one of disappointment, I'll be like, you know what, man? Give me the keys. I drive. Won't happen again, I promise you. I will not happen again. Matter of fact, you won't pull out this. You can't even ride in it. Matter of fact, this car is no longer yours. You can't do nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure my brother would agree. Because, I mean, you can't be ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on with a lot of these parents nowadays. I'm not afraid to say it because I'm going to continue to say it. These parents nowadays, these punk-ass parents, and a lot of y'all ain't going to like what I'm about to say, but I'm about to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be a kid's friend. You know what I'm saying? At a young age, if your child is out there throwing a tantrum, especially ladies, if your child is out there throwing a tantrum, be a parent. Stop trying to ignore the situation, because ignoring it is not fixing it. You know what I'm saying? And why you pull out this? If your child is out there acting the ass, why you think it can't keep a good relationship? You might find somebody that's good to you. He makes you laugh. He makes you smile. He rubs your feet when you want to. He give you the hard D. Take you to the short hairs. But then your badass kid show up. Guess what? He's gone. Same thing. Fellas, you might find a chick. She might be good. Got her own job. Got her own stuff. You know what I'm saying? She cooks. She clean. She working. You know what I'm saying? Got her head on straight. She got bad kids. Or you got bad kids. Guess what? That woman's gone. Y'all got it, man. Y'all. Baby daddies and baby mamas, heck, parents, period. Y'all need to do better. You know what I'm saying? I done been in a few situations where I done stepped in for somebody else's kids. I done dealt with them on the bus. And y'all know exactly who y'all kids is. So stop saying that my kids ain't bad. Bullshit. Like I said, man, baby daddies, baby mamas, bad kids can ruin good relationships. Baby daddies and baby mamas realize once you're gone out of a situation, you can't make decisions and try to demand roles, because that's no longer your role. You gave that up. You know what I'm saying? So play your role. Know your home. Put butter on the rolls. This, once again, thank y'all for listening. It's the one and only, it's the Fat Guy. Appreciate y'all listening. I might be beat. Two fingers.